Here we go. Hour number two of the Done Deal Show begins just moments from now, and we have jam-packed it full of information that I think you'll find useful and interesting as well. You may have a great business with a great product, great service, and things just aren't going well for you, and it could be as simple as you might have a broken brand. And the man that does brand repair will be joining us, Ed King, moments from now. You know what? Lots of things coming up this hour, but I want to get to our guest because we've got a VIP hanging on the line for us. Your business as an entrepreneur, you might be still getting it up and going, or maybe it's been going for years and you're starting to hit some problems, or maybe it's just not going to the level that you think it should be. And you're sitting there killing yourself, looking at your product, looking at your pricing, looking at all kinds of things. And yet, you know what it might be? It might be that you are a broken brand. And you know, there's actually an emergency room you can run to get your brand fixed. Joining us live is Ed King. Ed, welcome to the Done Deal Show.
Hello, Troy. Good to be here.
That was the best intro you've ever had, and you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Building up my brand.
That's right. We pride ourselves in brand development here.
Well, what we do is, like you said, we fix broken brands. If you look at it from a mechanics perspective, a car that isn't just running right and not running to optimal performance, but you put in the gas and you change the oil, but you know what? It's still not working. Well, think of that as a business, and the gas and the oil are your sales and marketing. Right. There's something else going on there, and we're kind of the mechanics that go in and try to figure out what's wrong.
So when you say a broken brand and you fix things, I mean, are we taking it literally like you think that the name of the organization is wrong, or you think the logo is wrong, or you think...
It's really kind of a combination of things, and a lot of people think that a logo is a brand or the visual parts of a company are a brand, and it's actually a lot more than that. It's really...
A brand is everything that it stands for, right?
Yeah, it's a collection of perceptions, really. And, well, there's a lot of airlines, like you were saying, that have broken brands, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Except JetBlue. So can you give us a real-world example, like a company, I mean, I don't know which ones you're allowed to speak about because nobody likes their dirty laundry aired, but we love to hear about it. But if you could tell us an example of a brand that was broken in simple form and what you did to fix it.
Well, there was one company that we recently got done with. It's a business-to-business company out of Detroit. They're called Lazon, and they do document management for Fortune 500 companies. They scan documents and make them accessible online. And they had some issues with acquiring a lot of companies in a short time frame, and they had some financial issues, and they had to kind of turn their company around, and they really had to restructure their company and figure out what exactly does Lazon stand for in our prospect's mind. So we went in, and we really did an analysis to figure out what does the target market want in a document management company, and what are the strengths of Lazon, and really what we determined was that everybody that wants to outsource these documents to an outside company like Lazon, their number one concern was security, securing their documents. And so what we did was we helped position Lazon as having an unparalleled focus on security in the document management industry.
So you're saying that the customers didn't perceive them as being the same kind of business that they perceive themselves as being, or that they were missing a key point, which is the customer was really concerned about security, but all they were focusing on was the delivery of their product.
Yeah, roughly that is correct. Okay. I mean, similar to, say, Volvo, for instance. You know, Volvo is the safest
the
car
safe
on the
car.
Road. So you have to find that thing that's going to resonate with the prospect and what is really important to them. And what was really important to Lazon's customer was security. And so that's how we positioned everything in the business to revolve around the security aspect.
Can a broken brand be as simple as the name itself? I mean, like, I see some of these companies, a lot of founders think their name should be in the business, especially mm-hmm. small businesses.
Yeah.
You know, you find out that some guy is opening up, you know, Gary Kowalski's lawn care business, and you're thinking, okay, Gary, buddy, get over yourself.
Right.
Gary Kowalski's lawn care is never going to be memorable. Nobody can spell it. You can't put up a website, GaryKowalski.com. It's the whole thing's a bomb. Do you ever go in and just tell somebody, you know what, it's your flipping name?
Sometimes we do go in and change names. We had a local company here that had a fairly, well, it was a bad name. It was called Builders Exterior Design, Inc., and it really was tough to get its name, get your thoughts around what that name meant. So we developed a new identity for them, including a new name, tagline, and logo that really hit home as to what it was. We renamed it Exovations. We're changing home exteriors, which really was much more memorable. But most of the time, a name doesn't really make or break your business. It's the message and the principles that stand behind the name.
Do you walk in, if you walked into a company, you don't have to give names here, but have you walked into a company where it was obviously a broken brand, saw instantly what it would take to fix it, told them what they needed to do, and then they just ignore you and go on living as a broken brand?
Absolutely. Happens every week.
Frustrating, isn't it?
It's very frustrating.
Maybe they end up with financial problems.
You talk with a visionary of a company, and this is their baby. You know, this is something they founded 5, 6, 10 years ago, and they're passionate about what it stands for and everything else. And I really try to come at it from an outside perspective to figure out, you know, what is that target market going to care about what you're offering there? Mm-hmm. We try to match those things up.
Mm. Are there any major brands out there, forget brands that are working for you, but are there just major brands that you look at with your expertise and go, dude, there is a broken brand?
Well, yeah, actually there is one, and not to offend anybody, but...
Oh, offend away.
Sam Adams Beer.
Whew, I thought you were going to say Done Deal Show. Go ahead.
No, no, of course not. Sam Adams Beer actually has a broken brand. They have a great product, and I consume Sam Adams Beer. I'm part of the target market. Their positioning and their advertising and everything that surrounds Sam Adams does not fit with the target market. In the late 90s, they had a campaign about going after college kids. Well, you know what? College kids are getting drunk on Bud Light. It's not really a Bud Light-type beer.
We're going to get some closing thoughts from Ed King. Tips that you can do on your own to quickly evaluate whether or not you might have a broken brand. And of course, we'll tell you how you can get a hold of Ed and his team. And they actually show up at your place and do a whole report card on your brand and tell you whether or not they think it's broken. So it's all very cool. Anyway, we're going to give Ed final closing words, thoughts, last words, etc. when we come back. Stick around. This is the Done Deal Show. Welcome back. It is the Done Deal Show, the world's largest brainstorm session. We are chatting with Ed King, an organization who has dedicated their lives, their very existence, to fixing broken brands. And sometimes your company could have a good product and a good service, but somehow your brand is a little off track. Is that a fair statement, or am I just totally blowing that?
No, you're absolutely right on track.
So when you guys come in and do a quick report card on somebody, you basically go in and evaluate the business, the products, you talk to past customers, future customers, and then you come back to them with advice?
Yeah, we do a data gather and figure out what is going on, what is the actual perception of this company or this brand, and then we make recommendations on how to fix it.
And I'll tell you folks something. I know there are those people who think an outside consultant is a waste of time, but I will tell you, I'm a big believer in it, because sometimes you need an outside voice that isn't afraid to come in and step on a few toes and tell you like it is. Cool. How long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been in business since 99, and I've always been a marketing, advertising, and branding guy ever since college. So, I guess 15 years.
Thanks for dropping by. And we'd like to have you back again sometime. We have a little bit deeper discussion on brand development itself.
Thanks, Troy. I would be happy to do that.
All right, buddy. Take care.